Smugglers have found ingenious and dangerous ways to get illegal immigrants and drugs into the country. They've stuffed immigrants into semi-trailers or hidden them in their vehicles. They've dug tunnels under the border or raced the wrong way against traffic. This week in San Diego, U.S. officials will try a new device to catch would-be smugglers, a car-grabbing net. From member station KPBS, Eric Kneeler reports.
Every day at the San Diego-Tijuana border crossing, more than 40,000 cars pass through the northbound checkpoint. Some are American tourists returning home or Mexican residents who go to work legally every day in San Diego.
What are you bringing, sir?
Most of the crossers wait patiently for their turn at the booth, but several times a month, someone tries to race through. They wait in line on the Mexico side, pull up to the inspector's booth, and then hit the gas, speeding right through the port of entry. Border officials call them port runners, and they're usually carrying anything from marijuana to people in special compartments built into their vehicles.
It's a game between smugglers and high technology.
Victor Clark is a Tijuana attorney and a human rights activist. He says that smugglers all along the 2,000-mile border have always played a cat-and-mouse game with border guards.
It seems almost impossible to stop dozens of people trying to cross to the United States.
As security along the border has been tightened, smugglers are getting even more desperate. Last year, 75 cars ran this port of entry, a 50% increase over the previous year. In their latest effort to stop port runners, U.S. officials are experimenting with a device out of a spy novel, a car-grabbing net. Ken Ducey, president of Connecticut-based Markland Technologies, is installing the net for the Department of Homeland Security. Until now, says Ducey, border guards have been at a disadvantage. Now they have a new tool.
The agent has a big button right in front of him that says port runner. He will press the button, and out of the ground will come the net.
The net is part of a $200,000 pilot project getting its first tryout in San Diego. It's strung between two concrete posts at a choke point about 50 feet beyond the inspection booths, a place where 24 vehicle lanes squeeze into only three lanes.
The net is made out of a spongy type of material, much like almost a bungee cord, in which case the car will go into the net and it'll stop the car slowly.
Homeland Security officials acknowledge they are installing the net this week, but they won't discuss any details. Back in line at the borderway, San Diego resident Cruz Mudd says she supports anything that will crack down on illegal immigration.
I think it's a good idea. Good to stop some people that they just come here not to work or anything. You know, the ones that they come to work and stuff, they do it legally.
But Tijuana attorney Clark says the net will just drive smugglers somewhere else.
There's a lot of money involved. There is a great necessity to cross, and there will be always a way to cross to the United States.
Clark says economics drives smuggling, and that smugglers, also known as coyotes, will just raise their prices. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler at the San Diego-Tijuana border.